Good morning. You're listening to Central Wisconsin's 24-hour information station, WFHR. It's time now for the Morning Magazine.
Welcome, everybody, to Morning Magazine for this December 13th, 2022. It is 10:05 on the clock. Got your host, James J. Mailoff, here. At 10:30, we're going to talk real estate with our good friend J.R. Seawert and Coldwell Banker, Sierra Realtors. Looking forward to that. Right now, we have with us in studio, Stacey Keevy. I got it right. I've talked to you before, Stacey. I should be able to remember this. Stacey Keevy is in with us. She is the new Heart of Wisconsin Chamber President. Thank you for being here, Stacey.
Yes, thank you for having me.
Looking forward to catching up with you, and got a bunch of different things to talk about. Of course, we always do with the chamber because you guys have a bunch of things going on. So we're looking forward to that. If you don't mind, Stacey, especially since the first time you joined us with the new position and everything, do you mind if we pick your brain a little bit and get a little like what made you want to do this job and kind of shift gears, sort of?
Yeah, absolutely. So for those who don't know, I was with the Southwood County YMCA for the past 6 years.
Absolutely. Wow, was it 6 years?
Six years.
I thought so. Okay. All right.
So I was able to go through the whole process with the transition and the new building, which was an incredible once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. And I love it there. I have, I say, my second family there. What I loved about the Y is I lived here in Wisconsin Rapids for probably a total of 11 years. And before I started with the YMCA, I didn't really know a lot about the community. And when I got into the YMCA, you meet all these different people, and it was just amazing how immersed I was able to be in the community. And then I happened to browse this position. And, you know, I'm always looking for ways to grow within my career and personally. And I was like, wow, what better way with continuing to immerse myself in the community than the Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce? So it just really intrigued me. And now that I've been a month in, I was like, oh my gosh, I'm learning so much more even about the community. And I love how it's not just, you know, one organization, but learning about everybody's business. So really exciting.
I really admire anybody that continues to do that, that continues to push themselves or grow as a human being, let alone in your profession or whatever that might be, or jumping in a new profession. We have talked a lot in the last couple of years about the Great Migration, so many people going from one job to a career or from a job that they're not very happy with to maybe taking a couple bucks less, but doing something that's a passion to them or something. What I really enjoy about your story is you loved where you were, enjoyed what you were doing, just saw something that was, sparked something to you and we really wanted to get, you know, go jump into. And so you go from one great nonprofit to another great nonprofit, and you go from one place that puts a lot into our community to another place that puts a lot into our community. It's similar to the Great Migration kind of conversation we've had many times, but it's different in the sense that you just kind of stayed continuing to do with these great groups, these great people. Sometimes we've seen people go from the corporate world to the nonprofit world, or vice versa. I like that you kind of kept with the same nonprofit thing, and both places are equally put into this community and do a lot of great good in this community.
It's absolutely.
It's also interesting what you mentioned about, you know, working at the Y. It's very Y-centric, maybe Boys and Girls Club, VFW, you learn a bit about those places, but pretty centric on the Y, and you have to because there's so many things that they do over there, so many classes and different events that they have going on over there, so it keeps you pretty busy. With the chamber, you're getting a chance to, again, a lot of things going on, a lot of moving parts and, you know, spinning plates. But you get to expand that a little bit more. It's involving with this business and that. Was that part of what drew you in?
Yeah, it really did. You know, like you said, again, the Y is absolutely amazing. But yeah, you have to really focus on the Y. It is a huge organization. Mm-hmm. There is a lot going on. And of course, you know, we look towards other partnerships and collaborations,
right.
But yeah, not dealing with every type of business in the community. So that really intrigued me, as well as, you know, I love bringing people and organizations together to collaborate. And so in this position, I'm learning that I'm going to be able to really do that if I can find two like businesses that can collaborate to build something better. that is amazing. So,
ooh, I can relate to that. I think that I'd be hard pressed to say, well, my favorite part of this job or favorite part of any of my jobs is, but collaboration is easily right at the top of the list. Being able to collaborate with people, work with others, you have so much fun doing it, and you never know what you might come up with or what might create and what you can do for the community. It's not a coincidence that both of these organizations put so much into the community. It seems like that's something that was also very important to you.
Yes. Yeah. Before the YMCA, I was only working for for-profit organizations. Mm-hmm. So I do have that background. But once I started at the nonprofit level, that was my passion. I love helping people, and I just want to continue doing that, whether that's people, businesses, and the community, essentially.
You said you've been able to learn more about the community, even more than you did with the Y and everything. You've been enjoying that process?
Oh, yeah. I've really been enjoying that, especially going to the ribbon cuttings, being able to learn about each new business that comes into town. So that's been a great experience. Even just, our off-the-clock events, being able to network with business owners, it's just really awesome.
Is there one thing that stands out as far as like the biggest difference from what you were doing before with the Y and what you're doing here?
Yeah, a lot.
Got a lot of them. There's a lot. Like, there's how much time you got, James? Like, right. Hey, we got another 20 minutes here. That's all we got.
Yeah.
So is there anything that stands out as far as that?
Definitely a lot more so on the economic development side.
Okay.
That really didn't touch on much, right, with the YMCA, whereas here, it's a lot of it, and helping businesses with grants and entrepreneurship. So that's something that I'm really excited to continue learning and helping.
I think it's an interesting thing to bring up and to get into, because I'm thinking about it now. And so many people are used to and have come from the corporate world. And with that, if you have an event you want to do, you go to your bosses and you figure that out from there and stuff. When it comes to a nonprofit, there's so many more sources and so many different people that you kind of have to get the checks and balances of and get them to sign off on this and this to sign and that kind of thing. And I see this because I see behind the curtain so many people we have on the air here with us and many chamber members we have on the air. I see them working on these events and having to reach out to this person and all the connecting of dots that has to go on just to make any of these events happen, from the smallest to the biggest events. The audience kind of, we see this when it's done, the finished product. The work that takes place behind the scenes is so interesting and intricate to me and so vital. With the difference from with the Y, with the chamber, I would imagine you have a bigger resources of people to reach out to, but you also have a lot more, not bosses in the traditional sense, but kind of in the sense of, hey, you're a sponsor of this event, so you have a lot of say in this or what have you, having to go through a lot of, checks and balances.
Yeah, definitely, right? I'm used to donations and so on. But yeah, a lot more sponsorships with the chamber in order to be able to put on these awesome events. And I have to say, our ambassador or its volunteer program at the chamber is absolutely amazing. I know a lot of times it's hard to find volunteers to offer their time. And I was just blown away when I went to the first ambassador meeting. They put a lot of time and effort and are really willing to help out wherever they can. And that is a huge resource for us because we need all the extra hands that we can get.
I like you, a transplant a bit, and I've been here about 20 years or so, maybe a little more, maybe a little less. And it just, I've never been able to get used to how great this community can be when it comes to stepping up. If we are in need, if there is something that's hurting in this area, even if this area is hurting, they step up. We saw this during the pandemic. We saw it at other times in the last 20 years that I've been around here, and I'm sure the 20 and 30 and 40 years before that and everything. This community just really steps up. They really, when they, not only for events that we need, but for fun stuff and just different things, it's a great community and really positive about how they support each other and how they support these different things. And that leads me into wanting to get into some other things with you as far as support in this community. There you have an annual meeting coming up.
Yes, we have our annual meeting. Save the date is out there. It's on March 8th from 5 to 8 p.m. at the Ridges. And so that's for all of our members or our investors to come on in, and we have a lot of awards we want to give out. For example, we have Business of the Year, we have Entrepreneur Small Business of the Year, Shining Star, even a Citizen of the Year award, and we're looking for nominations. We need people in the community and our other members to nominate somebody that you think would be perfect for this, and you can find those on our website. You just go on the events calendar, go over into March, click on that event, the annual meeting, and then you'll see the nomination forms that you can submit.
It sounds great. Stacey, I think you forgot a category there, though. Greatest DJ who works near a roundabout.
Right.
I didn't see that on there.
I need to add that.
Yeah, could you add that on there? I was just speaking about how great this community is. We have so many great citizens in this community. We know also, though, that how Midwesterners are. We don't take credit for anything.
Right.
We don't ask for help. We don't take credit for anything. So nobody's ever going to nominate themselves. This is where you, as neighbors, as friends, as relatives of these people, we ask on you. We ask you to step up for these people, because we're never going to take credit ourselves. We're never going to ask for credit or anything. That's where you need to step up. If I have somebody and I think, well, I think they'd make a good nominee, but I'm not sure, can I reach out to you guys and like see like, hey, here's this person, et cetera, et cetera. I think they'd be a good nominee. Do you think they're a good nominee?
Or absolutely.
How does that really work?
Yeah, come on in. You can talk with any of us at the chamber. Come in, give us a call, email us, and just, you know, ask us any questions that you have, and we can walk you through that.
If are there requirements to any of this? Certainly one of Rapids residents. We definitely want that.
Right. Yep, and it even says on the nomination form exactly what the criteria cool. is for each of the awards. So really easy to kind of follow. And
where can I? Where can we pick those up?
Yep, so again, you can go on our website. So again, under the events tab, the calendar, and then you go to March, and then March 8th, right, is when the annual meeting is. And then click on that, and it'll show our events page with that specific meeting in it. And then you can find all the nomination forms, and or just stop on in, too. Say hi to us, right? Say hi to me.
Always nice to stop by there. You guys don't get enough company, enough traffic over there.
Yeah,
we try to send people over there all the time.
I am used to a lot more traffic,
right?
So I'm used to like 1,000 people a day. And my office was front and center glass office, right, at the Y. So come in and say hi to me, please.
Look, even if you don't have anything to do, just stop by.
Right.
Keep, you know, for Stacey's sake here and everything, so we can keep her, you know, used to what she's used to.
Yes, please.
And what she was saying, you described it perfectly. I got the webpage right in front of me, and that's exactly how it is. The categories, is there a handful? How many categories are there again? There's a lot of categories. I just wanted to mention that there is a lot of categories. We don't have to necessarily name all of them if you don't want to, but there are a number of them. So encourage people to look into there. And, you know, I think even as you're reading these categories, I know this happened to me. I immediately started thinking of people. So I think that this is going to be a lot easier as far as coming up with nominations than you might think. I do encourage people to do that. Go ahead and write those names down. But before you reach out to the chamber, before you fill this out, I would give it a good, you know, half an hour or so to let that question really sit in and think about it. Because I bet for every person that comes up right away, there's going to be people of, oh, but what about so-and-so? And, you know, and that kind of thing. It takes a moment for it to kind of set in. And what I love about this is, again, we know Midwesterners. We don't take credit for anything.
Okay.
Here is an opportunity to actually make some. Here, take the credit. You deserve the credit. We don't do this enough in life. We don't take the wins enough. Like, you know, we're not guaranteed a whole lot of wins in life. Whenever you have them come up, take the W, take the win.
Absolutely.
And enjoy it. I don't care how small or how big it is. You know, not many of us get to win the Super Bowl. So you take the wins where you get them, and however big or small they might be. And truly, being nominated for something like this, it isn't just a phrase that we use. It really does mean something. It's not just about winning. Sometimes just being nominated, and this person seeing themselves being nominated, that could be such a reward for something that where there is no reward oftentimes.
Yes, it's so nice to feel recognized, right, for all the hard work that you've done. And we have so many people and businesses in our community that deserve to be recognized.
Well said.
Yeah.
So again, I want to encourage people to go to the website, wisconsinrapidschamber.com, where you can find out all this and go into the events tab. It's a fantastic website. You should be able to find it very easily. Otherwise, you can reach out to the chamber if you're having any questions or having any troubles, and they'll help you find it. You mentioned earlier in our pregame, you guys have a survey going on right now. Is that correct?
Yes. Okay. So obviously, many of you know, I am about a month in, right? So still very new and trying to learn about everything we have to offer. And one of those is our Coffee with the Chamber. Mm-hmm. So we have that monthly in the mornings, typically have a presenter. And it's still virtual. And so I know some people are like, we've had enough with this virtual stuff, or we like to have both options, but I don't want to speak for our members.
Yeah.
So I put together a survey and it's on our website. It should be, I'm pretty sure, on the main page.
Yeah.
Where it just says, take the chamber survey, and very short, like 5-minute survey, just asking things such as, you know, what time preference is best? Do you want virtual or do you want in person, both, and what topics are, you know, of interest to you, mm-hmm. right? I think it's really important that I don't think of, okay, what do I want to hear, right? It's about our members, our investors, and so just really want to hear from you guys and what would benefit you the most.
It's that kind of crux of the position you're in and jobs like that. And we have a similar thing around here, too, where I could easily fill 4 hours, 5 hours of radio talking about acting, talking about The Simpsons, talking history. I mean, I got a lot of interests. I got a lot of things that I love to talk about. The audience knows this very well. I found any chance I can to sleeve these things in. But it's not about me. It's not about us. It's not about what Pam or what Seth or what any of us really want. It's what the audience wants and what our community wants and what's best for our community, we're not so worried about what our ratings are here. It's more, what impact are we making?
Yeah.
Are we truly locally grown? Are we truly helping the community? That's how we feel our job is. There's plenty of radio stations around here worried about ratings and, you know, popularity and all that stuff. Let them do that. We're going to do our thing. And our thing is helping this community, is making this community laugh, is celebrating this community, is, you know, being a part of things like that. So when it comes to these surveys, it may seem like, oh, it's another survey. It really does matter. And these are people, you know, usually you fill out a survey, a national survey or something like that, and you have no idea how many hands, how many eyes are going to see that. Something locally like this, it goes from A to B to C. I mean, it's pretty a simple process. And if I know, oh, what I'm saying is going to be seen right by the president, like the chamber and everything, that seems like, okay, I'm going to fill that out. That seems like a pretty good place where my voice is going to be heard. And most people, that's all they're looking for, is just to be heard.
Yeah, and I want to hear.
Yes,
you know, ideas, and I'm looking at every single one, and I will try my best to implement what the majority once.
It's not to say that there's going to be these gigantic changes. Maybe there will, but, you know, that's not always the case. Sometimes it's also you fill out this survey to let them, like, if you like everything about Coffee with the Chamber, let them know that too. That's not a bad thing. You don't know always what you're doing right if nobody tells you.
Right, right.
So sometimes that helps too, that kind of information. So I think that's a good idea as well. Is there anything else that people should know about the survey? It doesn't seem like it's a big time commitment or anything.
No. Very short, very simple. I'm looking to make some of these changes come February.
Nice.
So just really looking to get any feedback possible. I know so far the consensus has been they want both options. Want to get back in the chamber, but also have that virtual option if you can't. So I'm definitely looking to make that change along with a few others, depending upon what the survey brings.
It does seem like that's the new way. Going forward, we notice this with teaching a lot. Most of my students, if I got 15 students, I got half of them in class and half of them at home. It just seems to kind of be the way that this is going, at least for now, the way this is going to be for a while. You mentioned Coffee with the Chamber, so I just wanted to touch on really quick that we do have a Coffee with the Chamber scheduled in January. I got one coming up. It's going to be a fun one. I see that you have Jennifer Revels going to be a part of this one. She is with Revels Consulting. Nice to be able to get somebody like that on. And 4 simple tools to retain your key employees. What a fantastic subject matter, especially for January, like to kick off the new year where so many companies are hiring or looking to hire.
Absolutely.
It's a smart guest.
It's right now in the workforce, it is hard to find employees in general,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So the employees that you have, you need to keep. So it's just a great, she's a great presenter, and it'll be great to hear from her with her topic.
Yeah, and this extends a little bit too to a conversation we've had a lot with our mayor Blazer and some others, Mayor Nakusa and some other people that have joined us over the last year or two about keeping people in town. These kids every year we get another set of graduation, and some of those kids stay, but the majority of them leave. And how not so much keeping them in town, but giving them incentives to come back to town, and certainly keeping the people that we already have here. So it's a big topic, one that's only going to grow more and more as we go along here, going back to the migration conversation we were having before. More and more people are doing that. Unfortunately, we have another mill closing in that, so there's another concern there with that, where we have to wonder, and hey, how do I keep these people, or how do I bring new people in? There's so many different levels to this conversation. That's going to be a really interesting one. So that is coming up January 25th. It'll be from 7:30 to 8:30. Not a huge time commitment, but a lot of great information that can be brought in. A conversation like that, somebody like that, I got to imagine that's going to cost me at least $500 to $600 or something. No, it's free. I see it's free. Never mind. I take it all back. It's a really great thing right there, too, to be able to offer these things, this knowledge for free. That's a really cool asset you guys offer. If people have questions, if you want to find out more about this, you can register now. It is an event that you do need to register for, though, so you can get the link, correct?
Exactly. So we have, like I said, right now it's still virtual, and we've already had this one in January scheduled. So we're continuing with the virtual only option for January, and then we'll look to make some changes moving forward. But yes, you have to register so that we can send you that Zoom link so that you can participate.
And going on, coming in just a couple of days, visits with Santa, that is happening. Nice get. It's not easy to book him nowadays, like this time of year. Nicely done.
He's really busy.
I've been trying to get on that good list for a month now. I can't get nail the guy down. I hear you. Paws and Claws Pet Pictures with Santa, sponsored by Bow Wow Meow, our good friends over there. We send a good morning to them. Big shout out to the sponsors for this, Nakusa Coda Products, Edward Jones, Sharon Zinman, and I see this WFHR, WIRI. They sound like nice people. This is happening from 5 to 7 again, and this is going to be over at Riverside Park in Nakusa.
Yeah.
Stacey, I don't think I've gotten to tell you this. That's my favorite park. I love that park. One of my favorite parks in the world, let alone here in Wood County. Love that place. Great place to have this, to host this event. It's going to be a lot of fun. So this will be going on from 5 to 7, coming up December 15th, Visits with Santa, over at Riverside Park in Nakusa. It's going to be a great one for a great cause. And there are so many other great events going on with the Chamber. We encourage you to go to WisconsinRapidsChamber.com, go to their events tab, find out more. And if you have any questions, want to know anything more about some of the great things we've talked about, Stacey, how can they reach you?
Yeah, so you, like I said, please stop by. I like company. So either visit us. We're right on Lincoln Street. Otherwise, you can give us a call. You can even give me, shoot me an email. Either which way, you can find all of our information on our website, depending upon who you want to speak to.
Mm-hmm. And again, that's WisconsinRapidsChamber.com. Encourage you to bookmark that page and be sure to follow them on social media. It is a great way to keep up to date on everything going on with our chamber and our community. Great talking with you, Stacey. Congratulations again about the position.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
We'll talk again real soon. Say hi to everybody over there for us.
Sounds good.
We'll come back with more Morning Magazine right here on WFHR, locally grown radio.